on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1945, Allied forces are winning the war against Germany and Japan. What's going on here at home on the coast side of 1945? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Navy keeps hands off in county gambling. The Navy has issued warnings to several restaurants asking them to remove slot machines or face orders that the Navy personnel cannot frequent those eateries. But according to a public information officer for the 12th Naval District, no such restrictions orders have been issued at this time. And grand jury wants sheriff to report on gambling in the county. County Sheriff McGrath and several Peninsula City police chiefs answered questions up until midnight. The questions centered around whether the sheriff was doing a good job of gambling enforcement. The grand jury summons was the result of people loudly proclaiming that gambling was rampant in the county. Now for a little news in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. For those who have recently walked the coastal trail from Poplar Street, they were treated to a spectacular of at least a couple hundred goats grazing if you turn south on the trail. The goat grazing program is a mobile vegetation management operation to reduce wildfire fuel without herbicides or machinery. Talk about a win-win. The grazing company brings in the goats along with electric fencing and water troughs, guardian dogs, herders who check them daily. Temporary paddocks are moved once and given an area is cleared. The goats appear to have good life and don't mind visitors taking pictures and talking to them. Wish we could solve some of our other problems around here on the coast in that same great natural way. Keep calm and graze on. And we do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. The tide is turning in favor of Allied forces, and Germany surrenders early this year, and victory in Europe, or VE Day, is declared on May 7th. President Harry Truman orders the use of new nuclear bombs that will be used against Japan. America B-29 bombers attacked Japan with incendiary bombs. Tokyo was firebombed, killing 100,000 citizens. The U.S. Indianapolis is sunk by the Japanese submarine, killing 883 seamen. Many were killed by sharks while awaiting rescue. Truman assumes the presidency in April following the death of President Roosevelt, who succumbs to the effects of polio. What is the cost of living? A new house is $4,600, about twice average annual income. Only 5,000 homes have televisions, sets, and one Percy Spencer accidentally discovers that microwaves can heat food. In the world of popular music, this young singer started out as a barber and became known as a singing barber. In 1945, he sung his way to his number one hit record. Here's Perry Como, Until the End of Time.
Take my heart.
Next record also hit number one status and was considered one of the defining songs of the war years. It was a combination of efforts by one of the most popular band leaders of the era and a young lady born to Russian Jewish immigrants. As a child, she won an amateur contest imitating popular singers. In 1945, she became one. Here's Harry James and Kitty Kalin with It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Thank you.
Hope you have enjoyed our time machine flashback to 1945. Where to next week? Take a seat in the KHMB time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.